Bethy and Doug. Boy, I'm realizing what a tall order it is to summarize in 5 minutes or less these complex and little-known situations. And perhaps the one that I'm going to be presenting today is the least known to many of you, the Western Sahara, which is a very small strip of land in northwest Africa, primarily desert, is currently illegally occupied by its neighbor Morocco, which invaded it in 1974 following the withdrawal of the Spanish colonial forces. This occupation was deemed illegal by the International World Court, but to no avail. Morocco invaded the Western Sahara for a number of reasons, some political, to foster a nationalist sentiment inside Morocco and deflect concerns away from very real internal Moroccan problems by the king, King Hassan. There are also resources, significant fish stocks, which are largely devastated at this point, but did have great value at one time. The UN has been involved in the illegal occupation, trying to resolve it for decades now, and it's been an abysmal failure. If ever there was a case where the UN has utterly failed in its mission and where it has been shown to be weak, it's in the Western Sahara. Attempts to organize a referendum of self-determination for the Sahrawi, which are the indigenous population of Western Sahara, have failed over and over again. It's still on the table. This referendum, it was supposed to determine, the choice was supposed to be for the Sahrawi, do they want to be permanently annexed by Morocco, or would they like their own state? It's a simple question. But it has been endlessly complicated by the Moroccan occupiers, primarily through the issue of voter identification. When Morocco invaded the Western Sahara, it transferred a massive number of Moroccans into the territory, thereby very much muddying the waters in terms of who had a legitimate claim to be considered a citizen of the Western Sahara. Morocco, the Liberation Front, which originally was formed to fight the Spanish and then was obliged to pursue its war of liberation because of the Moroccan occupation, is known as Polisario. Polisario has pushed for all these decades to have this referendum. It has been its clear and primary demand the whole time. The Moroccan occupation, which is so little known, is extremely brutal. In addition to the transfer of Moroccans into the territory, it has built a sand wall down the length of the country, effectively cutting Polisario, the liberation movement, away from the bulk of the country. It also has cut the majority of the population away from most of the country because the majority of the population lives in refugee camps in Algeria. Very brutal conditions in the desert. An entire generation of Sahrawi children have grown up and become adults as refugees in Algeria, another little-known fact. Recently, a third option has been suggested to solve the Western Sahara situation, and it's a proposal that of course is clearly Moroccan-backed, but is being pushed very aggressively by the United States. And it's called the troisième voie, the third solution, and it's the one that's being most rigorously promoted right now. And basically what it represents is that the Western Sahara would stay within the Moroccan territory, but as a semi-autonomous province. Now, this has been absolutely and outrightly rejected by the Sahrawi people. As a new tactic to deflect their goals towards self-determination, but it is increasingly being the solution that is being presented as the most pragmatic and the most viable. In fact, recently the United States stated that its special envoy, James Baker, his mandate would not be renewed if this option was not essentially adopted or more seriously considered. this thwarting of Sahrawi aspirations in the last, most recently, in the last 4 years or so, has brought about a lot of street-level political activism inside the Western Sahara, primarily in Al Aaiun, which is the capital of the territory. It's what's been referred to as the Sahrawi Intifada. It's a popular revolt led by workers, students, regular Sahrawi who are frustrated and have essentially given up on the UN, which is clearly paralyzed by the situation, and feels that this issue is not moving forward. And in fact, in the world community, really occupies less and less of the world community's attention. It's somewhat better known obviously in Africa and in Europe. There's a fair amount of solidarity with the Sahrawi, but it's not all that well known in North America and certainly not in Canada. Now, Canada, to bring us to actions and what people can do if they're interested in learning more or getting involved, well, if you're interested in learning more, come to see us, because we're one of the only groups in Canada that are working on this, and we would love to actually expand our collective. We've been fairly quiet on this issue in the last couple of years, and we certainly would like to reactivate it. But Canada was part of the UN force in Western Sahara known as MINURSO. And there was a peacekeeping force. There is a peacekeeping force there. Canada had a contingent. What the Sahrawi have said vis-a-vis what Canadians who are concerned about this could do would be to put pressure on the Canadian government, because Canada withdrew its contingent from MINURSO years back, much to the dismay and disappointment of the Sahrawi. Polisario has told us that the Canadian contingent was considered more credible and more neutral than a lot of the components of MINURSO, and that Canada's withdrawal from MINURSO was a real blow to the UN's involvement in the resolution of this conflict. So what Polisario has told us, GRILA, is that one of the most effective things we can do is mobilize to return a Canadian presence to the UN peacekeeping forces in the Western Sahara. I think, in addition, and most critically at this point, is that we need to denounce this third option, because it's clearly not an option at all. Clearly what it is to entrench Moroccan control and rule over this territory. It has been rejected outright by the Sahrawi. And if we are to show our solidarity with the Sahrawi, it would be to denounce as vigorously as possible this third option, which is really only going to perpetuate the conflict. And I guess, in a nutshell, that's a highly complex situation reduced down to its most basic elements.